Okay, hey everybody, this is Eric Mitchell. Yeah, that Greenville agent for the peopleofgreenville.com podcast. Welcome in today. I have a special guest, somebody that I've known for a while. But anyway, and I'm sure all you know who it is from television, someone that's very special, Megan Heidelberg from WSPA, York, Carolina, and well, Scene on 7?
Yeah, well, not Scene on 7 anymore. We quit doing that one. Yeah, but that was a fun time.
Yeah, but York, Carolina is enough, I'm sure.
Yeah. Working with Jack for an hour, that's all anyone can handle.
I can only imagine.
Just kidding, Roper.
He's such a good guy. You know, it was funny back in the day when I was working with him, he tried to talk me into doing the American Meteorological Society test with him.
Right.
I'm like, you're crazy. There's no way. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
And now you're our guru weather guy.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm an amateur.
When it comes to snow, I'm always like, Eric, what's happening?
I pretend really well.
You did good.
Well, actually, I go to Will.
Okay, so, yes.
Will knows.
Uh-huh. My son. Yeah. My 11-year-old.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Three kids. 11.
Six. And two.
God, two.
And I don't know which one's harder. It depends on the day.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Well, thanks so much for coming in. To start off... Where'd you come from? What's your path? How'd you get to where you are right now?
Well, you should know we grew up next to each other.
Well, you grew up. I'm significantly older.
Not really.
I was a grown up married adult when y'all moved. How old were you when you moved in?
Freshman in high school.
Oh, wow. So you're probably 14 or so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right,
I remember.
You got to see me at the fun times.
I know, right? You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it this morning when I was thinking about you coming in and talking. And one of the fondest memories I had was waking up in the morning, you know, 7 o'clock or whatever, and I hear the basketball outside.
Yep.
I mean, you would play basketball before school.
Before school, I loved it. I still love it. We're trying to get a goal in at our house now. We have one at the cul-de-sac that we go to, but yeah. I love it. It's still one of my passions.
That's so funny.
Basketball.
So you were born in Greenville.
Born in Greenville. We live kind of on the North Main area, and then in high school, I was like, "Oh my gosh, we're so far away from everybody, Mom. We need to move over to the Augusta Road area so I can be closer." So it worked out. We found a house right next to you.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
It had just been renovated.
Yep.
I mean, literally, like within a year or two before you guys moved in, the guy was an architect. And redid it.
Yeah, so. He did a good job. It's now been renovated three more times since. I know you've seen all the construction going on. So
yeah, a new driveway is going in today, by the way.
As we speak, yes.
Tearing things up. But it looks beautiful, spectacular.
Yes, it's fun.
So I talked to your parents. I was going to get their name of their contractor because we might do a renovation.
Yes.
Again. But anyway.
You've done a lot, too.
I know. So high school, Greenville High.
Greenville High, Red Raider, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Played basketball.
Played basketball. And then went to USC Aiken for a year. Played basketball there.
Oh, yeah.
And then left and went to the real Carolina. They had a broadcast program in Columbia. So
that's what you... So you knew you wanted to do TV?
Since seventh grade.
Wow.
Seeing Hannah Storm cover one of the NBA finals. I remember looking at my dad and being like, wait, you get paid to talk about basketball on TV? Yes.
Yeah, right?
Sign me up. Easy money, right? Yeah. And then I kind of learned it's not that easy.
It's not, is it?
Not that easy. But it looked awesome and it kind of gave me my passion. So
that is so cool.
Yeah.
So that's literally just watching a basketball game and a reporter is what inspired you to
and seeing
to
Hannah Storm. And because she was one of the few females in sports at that time. So I thought that was really cool. And that was when, I was a big NBA girl back in the day watching all that. And, UNC Duke were like my teams back then. So it would always follow
That's
sports.
So crazy. Yeah. So college, broadcast journalism. What did you do right out of college?
Right out of college. I graduated in December of 2002 and then came home, for the holidays and started sending out resume tapes. Is when you had VHS tapes that you would actually send out to people. And so I started sending, was like, all right. I was dating my now husband, Jeff, at the time, and he was working at EP. I was like, I'm going to have to move to, Iowa or someplace for 2 years because that's just what happens. And a job opened up in Toccoa, Georgia at WNEG.
NEG. I remember that. So that was your first
gig? That was my first gig.
Holy
I
cow.
I got super lucky that I got to be.
How fortunate are you?
So fortunate.
Yeah.
And there was some great people. They still, because they get us now watching Channel 7 in Toccoa. So I still get to see that family. So
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the early shift, Eric. Woo. Was up at 1 a.m.
Ooh.
at work by 2:30.
Ooh. Yeah. Were you married at that point?
Not the first year. We got engaged, and then we got married the next year. Or we got married in 2004. So I started work in 2003.
Okay.
In March of 2003.
And so you only did mornings there, right?
I did mornings a year after we were married, I guess in 2005. I started doing evenings with Chuck Moore. He was this legendary guy from Atlanta.
Chuck Moore.
He had a voice just like that. Very Walter Cronkite, very set in his way. Showed me so much. I was so nervous the first night sitting next to him. I was like, I am a kid. And this guy is a professional. He'd been in Atlanta for 30 years.
Yeah.
And then kind of moved to Northeast Georgia to take it a little bit easier, but didn't want to get out of the broadcast.
Isn't that crazy? You're what, 24 at the time?
Or 24? Yeah, trying to act like I knew it all, you know.
So you were at NEG how long?
NEG for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever that math is, 2003 to 2007.
Math, Greenville High math.
Yeah, well, that's why I did broadcast. You didn't have to do that's right. Math.
I know. I took one math class.
One math
class.
That was it. That was it. Statistics. And I'm like, done with that.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even do that. I did math 140, which was pre-algebra, I think.
I thought I could just talk my way through it. I was like, maybe I can just talk my way through it. I don't have to actually do problems.
Yeah, right.
I don't even remember how that worked out. But no, in 2007, I noticed that WSPA was going to start this new lifestyle show.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, this seems fun. So that's when I moved over to Channel 7.
Yeah.
Which was our sister station, our WNEG, their sister station.
Right.
So.
Media General.
Yep.
Yeah, came right out of Spartan Communications. You know. So, all right, was that Your Carolina then that
it
started?
Yep, it was Your Carolina. It was with Jack and Kimberly at the time. I was producing, right, and then would fill in when either of them were out.
Oh, wow.
So
what was the break? What was your break to get on full-time and be that go-to person? Was there a particular event, that happened?
I remember when I was in WNEG, I would send Phil, that was our GM at the time, would send him tapes because I wanted to eventually be on news in this market. And so he kind of like knew me. So when I said, hey, I see that you're doing a lifestyle show, he was like, you could be great for this. We already have our, you know, hosts, but because you have on air, you would be just a natural fill-in. So
perfect.
It just kind of worked out.
And here you are today.
And here we are today.
Golly, doing every... So with basically the shelter in place, COVID-19, here we are, April 1st. Oh my gosh, it's April Fool's Day. This is not an April Fool's joke.
No.
You're still doing the show live.
Still doing the show live. A little differently. We don't have live guests anymore. We used to have... I mean, anywhere from 25 to 30 guests a day.
Yeah, I've been in there before.
The show. Even on there, you see some days it's crazy, some days it's... So now it's just very chill. We each have our own set. We're each at a different location, not sitting beside each other. And then a lot of Zoom interviews.
A lot of Zoom interviews.
Uh-huh. Should have bought stock in Zoom a couple weeks ago, right? Man.
Yeah, that would have been good. Uh-huh. So, yeah. All right, so where are you going to go from here? I mean, what's Megan doing 5 years from now? Are you still doing this? Do you have other aspirations? You want to go network or?
I know, it's so funny. So back in the day, you know, it was always like, what's the next step? All right, you know, this is a great job. I love it here, but what's the next step? And now as you start to have a family, it's kind of like, this is pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, the hours are good. My kids are happy. I can't imagine pulling them out and move them someplace.
Yeah.
So 5 years. I mean, I still kind of see myself here in 5 years. It's fun picking up different projects along the way. That's what keeps me going.
You still doing commercials at all?
Still doing commercials. Mainly Bradshaw. A lot of Bradshaw commercials.
Yeah. But no, you don't do voice work though?
I do voice work.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So if you need someone, let us know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Eric can be my agent for the day.
Yes. 10%.
Here we go.
Yes. Yeah. That GreenvilleAgent.com. So I could go real estate or talent.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need. I'm full service agent. I'm here to serve.
There you go.
You can't see that. I'm doing my hands as the servant.
Yes. Kind of like a Vanna White.
I was
more
thinking,
masculine than
right,
Vanna, but
slightly more. She's taller than I am,
yeah, a little bit taller.
And much older.
I won't go there. I'll let you go there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to really say that. It's funny.
Yes.
Oh man. So okay. So other than a reporter, who else was an inspiration for you?
God, I mean, for sure, Mom.
I knew
I was going to say that. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a cop out or what everybody would say,
right?
But,
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Personally, I wouldn't say that. I actually had somebody else. But, I mean, I know both of your parents spent time in media.
Yep.
And particular radio, yeah, and they, you know, I remember when they were doing the Greenville Christmas Parade together. Yeah. So cute.
They still do it like on their own, privately, secretly. Yeah. It's kind of fun. Breck and I, my brother, we've walked in and we're like, "What are y'all? Oh, we don't want to know." Okay. Just see y'all do you. You do.
That's
you.
So funny. But they're so precious though, walking everywhere they
walking
go.
Walking everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so no, but she did radio. They met at a little radio station in Seneca, and then moved to Greenville and worked at 92.5 WESC.
Isn't that crazy?
Had me in there doing commercials at 2 years old. I'm like, did I get paid for that?
Well,
they said I had a house.
They provided you with all that stuff.
Yes, so I think it's paid off.
Yeah, it's paid genetics. Off. I mean, right? you yes. got that. So.
Sometimes I thank them. Sometimes I'm like, thanks, Dad. That's on you, right? That's I'm bad funny. At like mixing names together.
Yeah.
One of my most embarrassing was the first time I ever did a sports broadcast.
Yeah.
It was for the Carolina News Station at USC. And I was so excited. I had the best sport. I mean, everything was cut precisely. It was going to be the best highlights.
Yeah.
And this was when Julius Peppers from UNC, he was Rookie of the Year, okay, for the Panthers.
Big fan.
And I was sitting there doing, and I'm like doing all this highlight. And I was like, and Julius Caesar for the Carolina. And I kept going. It didn't hit me at first. And I see the guy next to me dying laughing. I'm like, why is he laughing? Do I have something on me? And he was like, really? Julius Caesar? And then he made some other. And I was like, oh, no. Why did I say that?
That's hilarious. So,
yeah. I've been into that. And then the other one in Toccoa, it was when I called Donald Rumsfeld. I called him Ronald Dumsfield.
Oh my
God. I get that from Dad.
That's
just
way
mixing
worse
names
than Julius
up, right?
Caesar.
I mean, just it's, you're saying things so fast and
Ronald
it comes out.
Ronald Dumsfeld.
Yeah. Again, I didn't realize that one until later. I'm like, wait, what? Oh, Megan.
That's funny. But you know what? That's fine. It's part of what makes you human.
Keeps you real. It's all about
it really
being
does.
Real.
I mean, genuine is good. And it comes across on television.
Yeah.
It really does.
Oh, good.
I hope it comes through on podcast as well.
Yes.
So, but anyway, so believe it or not, we're like winding down the end of our time here.
Wow. Me and you could talk for hours.
I know. I started thinking about that before. We really could, this could go on for an hour, but yeah. I don't know that we could keep everybody's attention that long.
We'll spare the rest of y'all. Don't
I worry. Know. So one last question to kind of put you on the spot a little bit. What's the best piece of advice you ever got?
Oh gosh. So many. I mean, one, I think a really good one was so easy. Don't burn bridges. I mean, how many times in this world do we come back? Do people come
Absolutely,
back?
Absolutely, 100%.
That you think, oh, well, I'm not doing that anymore. I'll never see them. And then, oh, looky, who's now in charge?
That's right.
So that's, and just be yourself. Be real. You're going to mess up and you're going to say stupid names on TV, but just keep smiling, keep being nice.
Keep going.
Just keep going. Don't stop.
Just keep swimming. That's right. Yep. You know, it's funny you said that. I had somebody, I'll never forget, in the fifth grade, said to me, we were at the pool, at Pelmount Co. Pool.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore. And Ryan Brissy said to me, I was acting like an idiot. You know, I was 11 or 12 years old or whatever it was. And he said, Eric, if you'll just be yourself, everybody will like you.
Yeah.
And I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Right.
It's funny you
You're
said
like,
that.
I don't have to put on an act.
Right.
Act
yeah,
a
right.
way. Just be yourself.
I can just be anyway, yeah. Golly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
this
so much.
Great,
this could be great. I mean, we could talk forever.
Yeah. We'll just have to do it again. We'll do round two.
Yes. I like that.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll schedule that real soon. But anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in to the peopleofgreenville.com podcast. Again, I'm Eric Mitchell, your host. Yeah, that greenvilleagent.com. Look me up on social media wherever you are. I'm probably there too. Also, a special thanks to Ion Greenville. That's the app that tells you everything you need to know about Greenville. Until next time, thanks a lot, folks. See ya.